Schmidt, Trump is the second president of the Confederacy. By Pam Key on June 10, 2020. Wednesday on MSNBC's Deadline, Steve Schmidt, John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign manager, called President Donald Trump the second president of the Confederacy. Host Nicole Wallace said, "I'm sure, Steve, that it lands like blows to everyone involved in the decades-long work to hear that we have a president who sounds like George Wallace. Talk about Republicans having nothing to say and just the tape that will live forever of them sort of, you know, stumbling past the microphones with their hands in their pockets." Schmidt said, "I called that walk the geriatric shuffle. Watching all these Republican senators shuffle by with their hands in their pockets. Nothing to say about the administration's ordering violence against peaceful protesters. Not a word to be said about legendary Marine Corps General. Former Secretary of Defense saying that Donald Trump is a danger to the Constitution. And we see Donald Trump's embrace of the Confederacy yet again today. He's hoisting the Confederate flag. The Confederate battle flag really is his campaign banner in a fundamental way." He continued, "What we see with Trump is he's really historically, he's the second president of the Confederacy. This is exactly what the George Wallace presidency would have looked like. It would have been one of incitement and division. One of the great tragedies for the Republican Party, which is founded in 1854, it was the party of the North and the West that has now become so deeply rooted in the old Confederacy in the South, where the scandals of the fallen South have now become the symbols of the Republican Party." He added, "I think when you see Donald Trump's divisions and incitements, the American people are rejecting it. They're rejecting it all over the country, and look demographically at how the country's changing. It's just a death knell for the Republican Party as they alienate everybody except white males over the age of 70, which are the hardcore, steadfast part of Trump's base as it continues to shrink under pressure from his incompetent performance in the country, and people are saying we can do this for more years." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.